Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 11 and 12. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Uh-huh. Verse 12. This said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I would hasten my word to perform. I like that about last word. So I was hasting my word to perform. Amen. Remember that. Glory to God. Let me ask you, turn your Bibles to Numbers chapter 23. Uh-huh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23 and 19. Glory to God. I'm a seminal down. I'm so caught up right now. Come on down. I get the scriptures read to you. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall not he do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Amen. Amen. One more scripture, then you can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hey, one more scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. John, St. John, chapter 15. Hallelujah. And verse 7. Do you have it? Would you say amen? Amen. Amen. It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. You be seated in the presence of the Lord. Just ask the Lord to help us to say whatever he would have us to say from here on. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just the title of the message today is God's Word is His Bond. Amen. God's Word is His Bond. Yes. Amen. Amen. A bond is a promise. Somebody make a bond with you. They're making a promise. They're making a pledge. They're making a vow. They're assuring you. They're giving you guarantee. Amen. Guarantee, warranty, or your money back. Amen. Amen. That means they are, whatever they say is true. And even the Lord wants us as Christians to, whatever we say, make it good. Amen. And the Bible said that, he said, more of the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen. He asked Jeremiah, what did you see? And he reported it back to the Lord. He said, I see. Amen. He said, I see a rod as an almond tree. It was an almond tree. He was just saying what he saw. So God was saying that to him. Then he began to reply to Jeremiah. He said, then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. God said, yep, that's right. That's what you see. And he said, for I will hasten my word to perform it. God said, I'm able to do exactly what you see. Whatever you stand, I'm able to do it. In other words, he said, I'm able to perform it. Amen. How do you know that? Amen. To hasten, he said, I would hasten. And when you hasten something, that means you get in a hurry. You push it down the road. Amen. Amen. Just like you cooking something on the stove. You might end up burning it up, or something you want to eat real quick. You turn the fire blow high. If you better stand there and watch it, it won't burn. You're like, I want this to hurry and get done. Amen. I'm going to hasten it. Amen. God said, I would hasten my word. Amen. Glory to God. Hasten means to hurry, to make haste, to quicken. Amen. To move on a little faster, move to accelerate it a little bit faster. Amen. He said, I would hasten to perform. Amen. God said, in other words, I'm going to execute this thing. I'm going to execute that what I've shown you. I'm going to bring it to fruition. I'm going to bring it where you can see it. I'm going to bring it to manifestation. And a lot of us today, amen, we may be waiting on some things for the Lord. Glory to God. You got to be like Jeremiah said. He said, I would hasten to perform. But you know, it's something about God would hasten to perform, but you are required to do something. Amen. God's not going to hasten reform nothing for you if you are not doing anything for him. You have to be busy. Hey, glory to God. Just like Sister Joanne, just like your glory to God, you're waiting on God for some different thing. You have to be busy in the things of God. And you got to keep on working in the things of God. Glory to God. God said, I am not a man that I should lie. Uh-huh. Glory to God. But I would hasten to perform. And you know, the scripture said, cast not away your confidence in the Lord. Yeah. Sometimes situations look bleak and they look dark. And that's why sometimes we cannot keep looking at something when it's negative. Amen. You might look at it once for a minute, but you can't just gaze upon it and keep talking about it and keep looking at it, because you're going down. Your faith is going down and everything. You got it. Sometimes I on purpose. If something that I see where the devil's trying to distract me and try to hinder me and try to make me feel down or discouraged or something, I hurry up and say, Lord, help me get my mind off of that. Amen. You can't sit there, because nobody's going to feel sorry for you. No. Glory to not even the devil. Glory to God. You got to just say, it is what it is. I'm going on right now until God changes. You got to act like, you got to ignore. Amen. You got to confuse your enemy by ignoring it. Glory to God. The devil will tell you something look real bad, and it's going to be bad, and God's not going to fix it, and he's not going to change it. And some of us, all we do is get in agreement with the devil, and we start talking and moaning and all that about, and that's why you don't see your situation change. But you need to confuse your enemy. You need to say, glory to God, I'm keep on walking with the Lord. I'm going to walk with him just the same. I'm going to put my shouting shoes on. I'm going to believe God until I can't believe him no more. I'm going to believe it till he do it. I'm going to believe it till he do this thing. Somebody give God the praise. I'd rather believe God till he do this thing than to leave here. He ain't don't believe him at all and be miserable the whole time while I'm here. Somebody give God a praise. I'd rather believe God by faith than to sit and walk with no faith and be miserable my whole time being here and do not get the promise. But I'm going to believe God. Somebody say, I'm going to serve the Lord to the day that I die. Somebody give God a praise. And somebody else, another song said, I will trust in the Lord until the day I die. Let it not be a song. Really mean it in your heart. I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. And he said, that has seen well. And God told Jeremiah, that what you see, I'm ready to manifest it. It's going to appear just like you see it. Somebody give God a praise. In the book of Numbers, it said, God is not a man. Uh-huh. See, we're gonna get that right there. Uh-huh. So sometimes we look at God. We look at people because they let us down and things they let us down. And we compare God. We don't mean no harm, but we compare God with people. In our mind, we don't come out and say that, but yeah, where we our disposition, our behavior, and stuff, we in our mind, we putting God in the same category with people. Because you can't trust people, you can't even trust yourself. Hallelujah! You go, but God said, "I am not a man." Uh-uh. First, God letting you know, he said, "I'm not a man."
That's it.
In other words, so I'm not gonna do like man. A man will tell you this, and not so much as a man, a woman, whoever, supervisor, whoever, they'll make you promises and they will not be able to keep them. Uh-huh. God said, I'm not a man that I should lie. Uh-huh. Glory to God. To lie means to make, amen, to make untrue statements intentionally on purpose.
Right.
To deceive. Mm-hmm. It's like on purpose, you making a statement and you just doing that to deceive. To mislead, to this, when you deceive somebody, you're misleading them too. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no, God don't repent for nothing.
No.
Repent means to change one's mind.
Uh-huh.
Now, God tells us to repent. He tells us to repent. He means to change from whatever you did is not like him, to change around to what he wants you to do. But when God, he's not like us, he don't have to repent. Mm-hmm. Repent means to change one's mind. So that means if God said he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent, that means if God tell you something, he's not going to change it back and forth.
Not go back and forth.
That means if it changes, if it changes on you, it's not on him. Mm-hmm. God don't speak lies.
No.
God don't speak double talk.
No.
You can bank on whatever God say.
Mm-hmm.
Conditionally, you would have everything conditionally.
Uh-huh.
You can bank whatever God tell you. If God said the sky's gonna fall tomorrow, honey, you can believe it.
Amen.
Didn't he tell Noah? He said, you would build an ark.
No.
It's gonna rain.
Uh-huh.
It had never rained before.
Never.
Now, if Noah wasn't with God like he needed to be and believe God, he wouldn't have built that ark and they all been perished.
Uh-huh.
That ark was able to save his family.
Amen.
And them most stinky animals. But he had taken the ark. Take them in the ark so they could make more animals. But everything else got flooded out. Am I right? Amen. God's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. He said, have God said it? You see a comment behind that and say, have God said it? So a lot of times people saying God said this, God said that. That's a question to you. You got to make sure God said it.
Sure, that's it.
Amen. And if it's in his word, he said it. Amen. You just got to meet conditions of the word. Have God said and shall not do it? In other words, he said, if you know, if God says something, you think God say things. God don't play games with us. We play games with back and forth with one another, but God don't play games with us. He don't say something. I tell you something today, then I tell you something tomorrow. I mean it today. I don't mean it tomorrow. God don't do stuff like that. I'm so glad that he don't do stuff like that. Amen. It say, have he said and shall he not do it? Mm-hmm. Or have he spoken it and shall he not make it good? God said, if I spoke it, like he told Jeremiah, he said, what do you see here? He said, I'm able to perform this. He letting them know, you, this right here will be manifest. In other words, he said, and shall he not do it, or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? God said, if I said it, I'm going to make it good. But see, we get messed up because a delay seems like a denial to us. I've learned, and yet learning, when I'm waiting on God for anything that I've been praying about, the devil will attack your mind. He's going to attack your mind. Your thoughts are going to fight you. Your thoughts are going to fight you. The devil is going to fight you. And tell you it's not going to happen. And if you be around people talking negative, that's going to pull you down too.
Amen.
Because you know what? Sometimes they don't even know how you feel, but the devil will let them speak just how you feel.
Yes.
And you be thinking, see there? They said that they sell. Because the devil already know that you on the down low,
right,
of negativity. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. But like I said, the thing with us as the people of God, we've got our own time set. We got the way in our mind, the way we do it. We think it's going to happen. We got the time when we think it's going to happen. We got everything narrowed down like we telling God how it's going to be. And then when it don't happen like that, we like, it ain't going to happen. Don't you know most of the time the way God work out things, things in your life and my life, it's ways you never even thought about? You be like, how can I thought about that? Never thought it would be worked out like that. Amen?
Amen.
But God is saying, telling us, cast not away your confidence in God.
Amen.
Because your faith has a recompense of reward. God is going to reward your faith.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care if you start off, you believe in God, and you got a little weak in your faith right here. God's still going to honor your faith when you believed him.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It's good to believe God than not to believe him. And say, have he said and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken it and shall he not make it good? God lets you know, honey, anything I speak to you, I'll make it good.
Right.
I will back it up. The Bible is another scripture. God said he watches over his word. God watches over what he put out. Even if God using a man or woman of God, if he using them, if he spoke something through them, amen, he going to watch out and perform that. If he's the one that said it. Now if God didn't say it, it ain't going to happen. But if God said it, you can look for it.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen. Jesus.
In St. John. Glory to God. Sometimes we're looking at where we at. God wants you to look at where he bought you from.
Yeah.
You know, we stand up in murmuring and complaining where we're going through. God wants you to look about. Don't you know if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even be here? Somebody give God the praise.
That's right.
Glory to God. And in the book of St. John, it says, if you abide in me, now, like I said, God's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. God is going to perform that what he has spoken to you, and he's going to perform that what he's spoken to me. But there are conditions.
Uh-huh.
God's promises are conditional. Look at somebody say, God's promises are conditional.
God's promises.
I'm not going to lie and preach. I'm not going to sit there and tell you God going to give you the world and you ain't did what he wants you to do. It will not happen. I don't lie.
Uh-uh.
I'm gonna lie. I'm gonna lie in God's pulpit. God's minister shouldn't lie. And they tell you, some of these places tell you God gonna give you, amen. He gonna pull out the red carpet for you. God gonna give you the finest car, the finest house, the finest woman, the finest man. God gonna do all these things for you, and you gonna live like the devil. God not gonna do it.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Glory to God. But this scripture right here says, if you abide in me. Abide means to stay, continue to remain in me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, God is saying, if you, we have agreement. If you abide in me, and you got to know what the words say, how can you claim a promise if you don't know what the words say? Get in your word. You know, your word, the word alone will set you free.
Yeah.
I said, the word alone will set you free. But somebody said, how the word set you free? If it's connected with faith, it will set you free. You could be in a dilemma or situation and maybe can't get around nobody to talk to nothing. But honey, if you hear the words through your ear gate, even somebody, you hear somebody preaching the word or you reading the word, honey, that word will set you free in your situation. You be saying, oh, okay, I'm good. Oh, I was down like that, but oh, God said, I'm good, I'm all right. Because God has something to say about every situation in your life. That's why the devil do not want us to get into the word.
Right.
He wants to wear ourselves out. We'd be so tired. And but you got to find a time, honey, when to seek the Lord, honey. I'm going to tell you. You got to find you a time when to seek the Lord. Because your time that you have may not be the right time, convenient time for you to do it. You better make some time where it's just you and God. And you better tell anybody around, I got to do this, amen, to keep my head on straight. Amen. I got to do this so I can be here or whatever. I got to do this.
Amen.
Look at somebody and say, I got to do this for myself. I got to do this.
Yes.
Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. God said you can ask whatever you will. And he said, and it shall be done unto you. God said, if you ask. And sometimes I've said to the Lord, probably just like you, I've said sometimes, Lord, I've asked about this. And Lord, I've asked about that. But keep me believing. I don't say, Lord, I've been asked, but I don't know if you're going to do it or not. I know he don't lie, so I said, Lord, I've been asked, but help me keep the faith.
Uh-huh.
That's what I tell the Lord. Because your faith gets tested sometimes. Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you don't want to take another step. You don't want to do whatever you're doing no more. If it's been wearing you, you won't. I'm through with this. Lord, help me. You said you're going to change it. Lord, help me. Help me to keep the faith. If God said I'm going to heal, I'm going to deliver you, heal you, I'm going to bless you with this, you got to say, Lord, if it look like it ain't happened, say, Lord, help me keep the faith.
That's right.
That's what I pray. I said, Lord, help me keep the faith. And then you got to say, Lord, change my prayer. Because you can almost hear yourself tired of praying the same prayer. So you won't even pray it no more. God will show you another way to pray. Sometimes we praying, Lord, I just need healing here and here. And I just sum it all up. I get tired, so I just need a miracle. Right. You know, you praying for people. It's like, let's give them a miracle. It's like, I'm tired of trying to sort out. Pray for the arm, pray for the leg, pray for the eyes, pray for my mind. And I already pray that. That's a miracle. Sum it up.
Man.
So you keep praying. God, he'll teach you all kind of ways to pray. And then you say, Lord, and don't let me get weary and well done. Just help me keep on stepping. Yes, yeah, trouble all around, but let me keep on stepping. Some things good enough to ignore. Some things that would be to slack you down or hinder you, distract you, you do better to ignore them. Keep your focus on the Lord. You keep being perfect peace. You know, I was saying to the Lord, I'm about wrapping up with them with the message almost, but I was just saying to the Lord, you know, even myself, that I've experienced some things in my own life that's kind of, you know, the areas where the Lord has me at in my spirit and soul. In the spirit, they're great, they feel good, but in the natural, sometimes they feel a little isolated. They're a little, you know, just kind of not, you know, just to myself. But I'm okay. I'm not, it's not crushing where I'm overwhelmed or I'm distressed or anything like that. But I say, Lord, but you know, sometimes I've been in such a place where I'm so free from distraction. I'm not saying that I don't be distracted. I don't, that's not what I'm saying. But God has put me in a place of peace. And sometimes one little thing or either being among something that's disturbing, if you're not used to that, you want to run back in that place of peace. And I be saying, Lord, I don't see how people live like that all day. So I be thinking like, now how I'm going to get this done when you bring a companion in my life? I know you're going to work it out. Because you're so good with little or no distractions.
Amen.
I don't like a lot of distractions.
Yeah.
I've learned not to like them.
Yeah.
I've learned not to like them. And I don't like them.
Yeah.
I like good times, but I don't like distractions. I don't like trouble. I don't like to wake up. I was telling somebody, I don't like to wake up in anxiety. I'm mad at somebody. Somebody mad at me. We had a falling out and all that. I don't like all that. I don't like all that. I won't be bothered with that.
Yeah.
You know, if I got to, in other words, have, that's to have friends and stuff, no friends. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, some people, I just want 90 people around me where you're going to have 90 people and somebody going to say, I don't like you. You never, I never did like you. You did this and that and other. You put yourself in a whole bunch of trouble.
Right.
You ain't even got to do nothing to nobody. You're going to have people like you. You're going to have people don't like you. Everybody's not going to like you now.
Amen.
Amen. Some people going to be haters on you, against you. Amen. Jealous of you.
Yeah. Amen.
So, amen. I'd rather have peace.
Yeah.
I'd rather have peace than all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't want to stay. I wouldn't say I want to be lonely. But I'd rather be lonely, have peace, than to be, amen, not lonely and have a bunch of hell falling on me. Somebody better give God a praise.
Amen.
I guess because I'm getting older, I'm learning to say I like that area of peace.
Uh-huh.
And I won't stay there. I ain't saying I don't have no trouble. The devil try to come disturb my peace too. But soon or fast as he come, I get to talk to God about what he's trying to disturb my peace with.
Yeah, peace is good.
Amen. Oh yeah, he comes to fight me too. I'm not saying that he don't fight me. I get fought too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
God's word is his bond. And the Lord, he wants us to know that his word is his bond so we can trust in whatever that God is saying to us, whatever we're asking God, that we can trust God. Amen. Amen. God will keep your mind. Amen. You know, God will do a lot. Sometimes you feel like can't go on. I won't be able to do this. I can't do this. And then God will bring, amen. He said, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. God will strengthen you. Amen. I'm so glad that, amen, we ain't got to fall out of the race. We ain't got to lose our mind. Amen. I've been in situations I could have lost my mind. Any everybody been there?
Amen.
Oh, I could have lost my mind in situations. Amen. Hallelujah. And God was my steady. Amen. Amen. I didn't have to get on no meds or nothing like that. Amen. Glory to God. God kept my mind. Amen. From losing my mind. Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
And then he, amen, he was enabled me to keep on stepping. Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
God's word is his bond. And he said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I believe when we're resting in God, rest and peace go together. Because when you have peace is tranquility. If peace is from, it's peace of mind. You're not disturbed. You're not anxious. When you have anxiousness and you're constantly anxious and you're worried, anxiousness is a worry, distraction, it's an irritation, it's something that rub on your mind day and night. You can't sleep. You can't do that. That's anxiousness. Anxiousness with that. When you have that, you can't have rest. You can't even physically rest the way you're supposed to rest. Worried about this or worried about that. You know, I ain't saying it ain't easy to throw that off sometimes, but you got to look at it and say, if that's the way it goes, Lord, this is the way the cookie crumb will give me peace. I want to go to sleep. I want rest. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. God's word is his bond. God is watching over his word to perform. Amen. God is watching over his word to perform whatever he has spoken in your life. Things in your life and my life. We might not have asked God the same things. I may ask him something different. You may ask him, but whatever that you God has put in your spirit. And you know something about when God speaks to you, his word is his bond. When he speaks to you, you might not see everything come right away. Might not see everything come together. But you have to remind, not that God forget, but you got to go back to the Lord. Say, Lord, you say it. You say it.
Amen.
And you just got to say, Lord, strengthen my faith and my confidence in you. Amen. You got to say, strengthen my confidence and faith in you. Before you see the breakthrough, sometimes it gets worse. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
But if you hang in there, amen. Glory to God. You will come through and you'll come through all right. Somebody give God a great big praise.
Jesus.
And there's somebody just to stand to your